It is December 12th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Axios published an exclusive story on Friday that shocked the crypto markets and beyond as it emerged that the crypto-native publication The Block had been surreptitiously financed by Sam Bankman-Fried and his Alameda Research trading arm since 2021. This caused Michael McCaffrey, The Block CEO, to resign, and The Block to acknowledge this story, though no one besides the CEO knew of this funding arrangement. Frank Chaparro, The Block's editor-at-large, tweeted, "I am absolutely gutted by this news, which was briefed to the company this afternoon." Needless to say, this came as a shock to a lot of people. More and more shocking news is coming from the FTX black hole, which keeps sucking more and more entities and players into its vortex. My New York Post-esque headline on LinkedIn when posting the Block FTX story was, "Blockheads?" Condolences to John and Bill Haggerty on the passing of their mother, Virginia Haggerty, 88, who passed away on December 3rd. She was the widow of William D. Haggerty, Jr., the owner of Haggerty Grain, at one time one of the longest tenured members of the Chicago Board of Trade. Haggerty Grain, at one time, was a brokerage client of mine. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Foundation announced that 14 community projects run by local Hong Kong charities secured funding from Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing Foundation Charity Partnership Program this year. How time flies. The SEC Historical Society shared on LinkedIn that this week in 2008, Bernard Madoff was arrested, charged with operating the largest Ponzi scheme in American history. The collapse of Madoff's firm injured 37,000 investors and led to an overhaul of the SEC examinations and enforcement arms, which had missed warning signs. Robin Ross shared on LinkedIn that the USTA/MTEF Parker Ross Memorial Junior Tennis Grant launching in 2023. Citadel shared on LinkedIn that it's celebrating Citadel's 30th anniversary at an incredible event at Disney World and Universal Studios. Another list for the year end, and just in time for Christmas, Bloomberg has published a story titled "The 50 Best Wines Under $50 Right Now," from Alto Adige to New Zealand. Of the 2,481 wines our columnists tasted this year, these are the best value. The Empirical Management Conference, 8th edition, is taking place at the International Finance Corporation Auditorium December 14th and 15th, 2022 in Washington, D.C. Hosted in collaboration with the World Bank, Cornell Dyson, Harvard Business School, the Center for Economic Performance at the London School of Economics, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Stanford University, the two-day conference seeks to link experts' insights related to management to an outcome of sustainable economic growth. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Sally Duros reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our FIA Expo 2022 coverage. Axigy is integrating, growing, and ready for more. Chief Revenue Officer Craig Schachter interviewed by JLN at FIA Expo 2022. Axigy has been working hard at putting its company together after buying Vela in May of 2021. Axigy went out and bought Enix almost 1 year to the day it bought Velit. Craig Schechter, Chief Revenue Officer of XG, told John Lothian News at FIA Expo 2022. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. Sam Bankman-Fried's Alameda Research secretly funded crypto media site The Block and its CEO. Crypto media site The Block was secretly funded over the last 2 years by Sam Bankman-Fried's Alameda Research. The Block confirmed on Friday. The Block CEO Michael McCaffrey immediately resigned after the loans came to light and will step down from the Block's board. The company said no one at the company had any knowledge of the loans except for McCaffrey. My comment, not exactly bootstrapping. According to some reports, The Block had $20 million in revenues and is losing money. Here's a story from the Chicago Tribune. FTX collapse shakes up Chicago crypto market, where its U.S. trading platform was going to be the next big thing. When the FTX U.S. headquarters opened in a gleaming new Fulton Market Tower in May, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her retinue stopped by to officially welcome the cryptocurrency exchange to Chicago, a city positioning itself as a financial center for the booming digital assets. It was supposed to be the start of something big. My comment, a classic take on localizing a global story via the Chicago Tribune. Nicely done. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Griffin strikes deal for potential new Citadel, New York City skyscraper. Agreement gives Griffin options for how to proceed on a building that can house all of his Citadel and Citadel Securities employees in the New York area. Citadel's Ken Griffin is gearing up to develop a new giant office building in the heart of Manhattan that will serve as the headquarters for his business in New York. Griffin plans to acquire and build a 1.7 million square foot office skyscraper that would replace the three adjacent properties in Midtown at 350 Park Avenue, 40 East 52nd Street, and 39 East 51st Street, according to a statement Friday. Griffin has two options to pursue this, starting October 2024 and lasting through June 2030, either by taking a 60% interest in a joint venture with landlords Vornado Realty Trust and Rudin Management Company, which values the site at $1.2 billion, or buying the site outright for $1.4 billion. My comment, Ken Griffin real estate news, but this time in New York. Here's another story, this one from the Straits Times. Cash crops. Dutch use Bitcoin mining to grow tulips. Tulips and Bitcoin have both been associated with financial bubbles in their time, but in a giant greenhouse near Amsterdam, the Dutch are trying to make them work together. Engineer Bert de Groot inspects the six Bitcoin miners as they perform complex sums to earn cryptocurrency, filling the air with a noisy whine along with a blast of warmth. That warmth is now heating the hothouse where rows of tulips grows, cutting the farmers' reliance on gas whose price has soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. My comment, will they be using Bitcoin to blow bubbles in the South Sea next? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was the Wall Street Journal's three New Yorkers ordered cocaine from the same delivery service, all died from fentanyl. Second was 14 mystery books to savor during the long nights of the winter from the Washington Post. Third was a tie between the high price of bad business, corporate America's biggest settlements from Bloomberg, and Best in Biz Awards honors OCC Corporate Communications as PR Department of the Year from the OCC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is from Bloomberg. The headline, Microsoft to buy 4% of London Stock Exchange Group on cloud deal. A 4% stake in LSEG was valued at around $2 billion on Friday, forced to spend minimum of $2.8 billion on cloud services. Microsoft Corp agreed to buy a 4% stake in London Stock Exchange Group PLC in a $2.8 billion cloud computing deal that pushes big tech further into financial markets. As part of the agreement, LSEG said it will spend at least that amount on cloud services with Microsoft over the next 10 years. The partnership will speed up the migration of its markets to the cloud and allow it to develop new products and services, it said Monday. My comment. Here is the Financial Times version of this story. Another story, this one from Axios, referenced earlier. Exclusive SBF secretly funded crypto news site. The Block, a media company that says it covers crypto news independently, has been secretly funded for over a year with money funneled to the Block CEO from the disgraced Sam Bankman-Fried's cryptocurrency trading firm, sources told Axios. The payments, which employees of the Block were previously unaware of, could undermine the news company's credibility and cast doubts on its coverage of Bankman-Fried, the now bankrupt FTX and Alameda Research, Bankman-Fried's trading arm. And then finally, from the Financial Times, the headline, "We haven't reduced financial risk, just transformed it. Stresses over liquidity loom larger than counterparty concerns in many areas." When Citigroup Chief Executive Jane Fraser was asked earlier this week what risks she was most concerned about, market liquidity topped her list. The Bank for International Settlements is worried about fragility in the markets for mortgage-backed securities, and volatility has soared in U.S. Treasury markets this autumn due to poor liquidity. With the world poised to plunge into recession, stresses are to be expected, but there is growing evidence that the post-crisis reforms, while aimed at shoring up financial stability, may have, in important areas, simply traded counterparty risk for liquidity risk. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.